好，我们这个系列的信息呢是在讲天国。
The series of sermons is about the kingdom of heaven.
作为天国的子民呢，我们要常常思想天上的事。
As citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we need to contemplate things in heaven.
那上一次呢是跟大家分享哈，耶稣基督在地上的经历。
Last time I talked about Jesus' experience on earth.
他的经历呢也是我们天国子民必然要经历的。
His experiences are also what we as citizens have experienced.
主耶稣基督是圣灵感孕而生的。
Jesus was born through the Holy Spirit.
我们每个基督徒啊都是在圣灵里得以重生的。
Every single Christian has to be born again from the Spirit.
所以我们在凡事上啊都要依靠圣灵，寻求圣灵的带领。
So in everything we have to rely on the Holy Spirit and seek His guidance.
盼望这种哈依靠圣灵跟随圣灵的带领的这种经历呢成为我们每一个人每一天真实的生活的经历。
It is reliance on the Holy Spirit and seeking His guidance be the experience of every single one of us Christians.
第二个我们看到耶稣是来到约旦河接受洗礼。
Secondly, He was baptized in the Jordan River.
那每个基督徒哈当我们重生得救之后呢我们也要接受啊圣灵的洗礼，水的洗礼。
Every single Christian after we receive the salvation, we have to be baptized in water and by the Holy Spirit.
那洗礼这个经历呢，就提醒我们说，每一天我们都要面临一个选择。
This experience of baptism reminds us that every day we have to go through this experience.
我们是与这个世界认同呢，还是与耶稣基督认同
？Do we identify with the world or do we identify with Christ?
这就是耶稣讲的哈，背十字架来跟随主的一个经历。
And his experience is bearing the cross.
那今天呢，我们讲一个啊，第三个经历呢，是我们每个基督徒都一定会经历到的。
And today we're going to talk about the third experience that every single Christian will experience.
耶稣来的时候哈，他在旷野40天禁食，然后呢，接受魔鬼的试探。
Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights in the wilderness, and then he was tempted by Satan.
那这是一场属灵的征战。
And that was a spiritual struggle.
那这也是我们每个基督徒哈都要经历的啊，与魔鬼的属灵的征战。
And every single Christian has to experience a spiritual struggle as well.
这经文呢是来自马太福音的第四章哈第一节到第十一节。
It comes from Matthew 4:1-11.
我们借着这段经文呢来学习哈，来识破魔鬼的诡计。
And through this passage, we will come to know the tricks of Satan.
也效法基督的榜样啊，学习胜过魔鬼的啊这个方法。
And we will follow Jesus' example to become victorious over Satan.
四章第一节说，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。
In Matthew 4:1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil, and after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
当时是什么时候呢？是主耶稣基督刚刚受洗啊，这是在马太福音第三章结尾的时候记载。
And what was then? Then was when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River at the end of chapter 3.
就是耶稣基督刚刚受洗的时候呢，是马上发生的一件事，圣灵就引他去旷野。
So immediately after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness, to the desert.
注意这里是讲圣灵引导耶稣基督呢去旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Here it talks about the Spirit sent him out into the desert to be tempted by Satan.
这件事情不是魔鬼开始的。
It was not started by Satan.
是圣灵开始的。
It was started by the Spirit.
在这个马可福音里面讲是说耶稣被圣灵吹到旷野啊去接受魔鬼的试探。
In the Gospel of Mark, it talked about the Spirit sent him or urged him out into the desert.
不仅是主动啊，圣灵有一点这个催着耶稣说快快去，快快去做这件事情。
Not only did the Spirit started it, it was urging him to go.
在路加福音里面是讲说当耶稣被圣灵充满之后啊， 圣灵引导耶稣去旷野接受试探。
In the Gospel of Luke, it talks about Jesus full of the Holy Spirit was led by the Spirit in the desert.
这让我们看到说耶稣受试探是出于神。
So we can see that when Jesus was tempted by Satan, it was coming from God.
神做这件事情呢是要显明啊，显明魔鬼的诡计。
And it was to reveal the tricks of the devil.
也告诉我们跟随耶稣的人啊胜过魔鬼的方法和榜样是什么。
And also to teach us Christians how to be victorious over the devil.
所以这件事情是我们每个天国的子民每个基督徒呢是必然会经历的一件事情。
And that is something that we as citizens of the kingdom of God will experience as well.
魔鬼要找各样的机会来试探人。
The devil is going to seek all kinds of opportunities to tempt us.
引诱人离开神。
To entice people to leave God.
使人与神之间的关系呢被破坏。
So that the relationship between man and God will be destroyed.
魔鬼啊这个名字的意思呢就是他啊他是一个啊控告者诽谤者。
And the meaning of the word devil means that he is a slanderer, someone who accuses.
诽谤神的美善
to slander God's goodness
使人怀疑上帝的信实
to lead people to doubt God's faithfulness
他又叫撒旦
he's also called Satan
撒旦就是抵挡者的意思
Satan means opposer
他没有自己的主意哈，神做的事情他就来抵挡
He doesn't have his own ideas, but when God does something, he's going to oppose.
他神不讲话，他就不讲话的。
If God doesn't say anything, he won't say anything.
但是当神一讲话，他就出来来抵挡。
But when God says something, he will come out and oppose.
大家还记得神创造亚当夏娃在伊甸园里哈？
Do you all remember how God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden?
魔鬼就出来试探亚当夏娃。
And Satan came out to tempt Adam and Eve.
保罗在以弗所书里也提醒我们哈，我们是属灵的征战哈，要抵挡仇敌魔鬼的诡计。
In Ephesians, Paul reminds us that we are in a spiritual struggle so that we can take up stand against the devil's schemes.
提醒我们要预备好自己，穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And remind us that we need to be prepared and put on the full armor of God.
一方面我们要预备魔鬼的诡计。
On the one hand, we have to prepare for the tricks from Satan.
另一方面我们没有什么可怕的啊，因为上帝已经为我们预备了全副的军装来抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
But yet at the same time, we do not have to be afraid because God has given us the full armor of God to be prepared for his schemes.
保罗在哥林多后书里面也讲说我们并非不晓得魔鬼的诡计。
And then in 2 Corinthians, it also tells us that it's not that we don't know of his schemes.
我们是怎么晓得的呢
?How do we become aware?
圣经已经告诉我们。
Because the Bible has told us already.
耶稣当时被魔鬼试探是一个人在旷野。
When Jesus was tempted, he was alone in the desert.
并没有门徒在他身边。
There were no disciples around him.
那后来门徒怎么知道这件事情呢
?How did the disciples learn about it?
那显然是耶稣基督讲给他们听。
Obviously, it was Jesus who told them.
因为主知道门徒都会受到落到这个魔鬼的试探当中。
Because Jesus knew that the disciples would also be tempted by Satan.
所以他提早就显明把这个魔鬼的诡计试探的方式都暴露出来让我们有所预备。
So that's why beforehand, Jesus would tell the disciples about the schemes of Satan to prepare them.
所以我们就要问我们自己了我们有预备好吗
Then we have to ask ourselves, are we prepared?
如果魔鬼今天来试探我们我们能够一下就识破认出他的诡计吗
If Satan is going to tempt us today, we will realize his schemes.
当我们认出是魔鬼的试探的时候，我们知道怎样去胜过这些的试探吗？
When we realize his schemes, how do we know how to conquer or be victorious over his schemes?
所以这是我们今天哈读这一段经文所要思想和学习的。
And this is the passage today that we will need to study and meditate on.
靠着圣经的启示，耶稣基督的榜样，我们来明白哈如何胜过魔鬼的试探，过一个得胜的生活。
Through the revelation of the Bible and the example of Jesus, we know how to be victorious over Satan's temptation.
那这里有三个试探。
There are three temptations here.
那大家我想都比较熟悉这一段的经文。
I know we probably are pretty familiar with this passage.
啊，那也听过很多的人讲解啊这一段的经文。
And also heard many people explain this passage.
今天呢我就想从一个角度来跟大家分享。
And I'm going to go from one particular angle and perspective.
就是从耶稣基督回应魔鬼的试探这个角度，以及耶稣所引用的旧约经文回到旧约经文的那个上下文当中，我们去明白每一个试探的本质是什么，胜过的方法又是什么。
And I want to use Jesus' response as well as the Old Testament passages that he used in the context of it to demonstrate how to respond to all these temptations.
好，我们一个一个来看，我们先看第一个试探。
We're going to go one by one, starting with the first one.
你讲这个耶稣禁食40天之后呢，他就饿了试探，那试探人的近前来，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
When Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights, he was hungry. Then the tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以魔鬼的这个试探的关键在哪里呢？
What is the key of Satan's temptation?
那从耶稣基督的回应当中呢，我们可以看出来。
We can see the response, see it from the response from Jesus.
魔鬼在试探耶稣基督是不是真正相信父神的话。
Satan was tempting to see whether Jesus really believed in God's words.
他说耶稣说我们人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And Jesus said that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这个话是指什么话呢？
What kind of word is it referring to?
这是指耶稣受洗的时候耶稣在受洗的时候，天父从天上讲话说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
And this was referring to when Jesus was baptized, there was a sound from a voice from heaven saying, This is my son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased.
这是神刚刚讲出的一句话。
This is what God just said.
然后这个魔鬼这个撒旦，我们知道他是抵挡者神一讲话他就开始 来抵挡。
And now the Satan was the opposer. Whenever God said something, he's going to oppose.
所以魔鬼来试探的是说，你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And then the tempter said, If you are the son of God, then you can tell the stones to become bread.
那根据这个希腊文的语法这个魔鬼现在还不是在公开的否认耶稣是神的儿子。
So according to what the Satan said, he was not openly opposing or denying that Jesus was the son of God.
因为你若是神的儿子呢，有两种的句式可以语法。
Now, when he said, if you are the son of God, there are two ways to interpret it.
一种的语法呢是说你根本就不是神的儿子，但现在假设你是神的儿子，一种是这种语法。
One way to interpret it is say, you definitely are not the son of God, but assuming, pretending you are the son of God.
那第二种语法呢，它是说你既然你是，我先承认给你这个事实你既然是神的儿子，如何如何。
And the other second way of interpreting is like, well, let's say you are, I admit that you are the son of God, then.
Yeah, 所以在这里呢撒旦是用第二种的句式。
So here, the tempter was using the second way.
所以这句话可以翻译成说，你既然是神的儿子，那你就可以吩咐石头变成食物了。
So he is saying, since you are the Son of God, then you can tell these stones become bread.
所以这是魔鬼试探人的狡猾的地方。
And this is how cunning Satan was.
他是呢把一些怀疑的念头放到人的头脑当中。
He put these thoughts of doubt into people's minds.
是用人一种不容易察觉的方式哈，把一些的怀疑的念头来掺杂进来。
And it's something that is very hard to discern, and then that put those seeds of doubt into people's minds.
他最后的目的哈，他后面隐藏的目的呢，是想试图引导耶稣基督怀疑他是神的儿子这个身份，怀疑神刚刚讲出的非常明确的话，你是我的爱子这句话。
His ulterior motive is to lead Jesus to really doubt, in God's words.
其实魔鬼的这种的方式呢，不是什么新鲜的。
Actually, the schemes of Satan is not something new.
因为当初他试探夏娃的时候，就是用这种方式。
Because that was the way he tempted Eve.
魔鬼想试探这个亚当夏娃，开始怀疑神的话，开始否定神的话，他不是直接来的，他是用一种疑问的方式来提出来。
When Satan was trying to tempt Adam and Eve, it was not coming at it directly, but it was trying to cast doubts on God's word.
创世纪第二章，神刚刚清楚地讲过说，哎，园中所有的树你都可以吃哦，树上的果子都可以吃，只有园中那棵树，分别善恶树的果子，你不可以吃，吃的那日必定死。
And in chapter 2 of Genesis, God clearly told Adam and Eve that you can eat anything in the garden except the tree of, telling between, good and bad, and that if you eat that fruit, you will surely die.
所以第三章马上魔鬼就出来了，神岂是真说？
And in chapter 3, then Satan said, did God really say?
神岂是真说你不可以吃园中的所有的果子吗？
Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
所以魔鬼就是用这种好像试探的口吻啊，来想试图引导夏娃去开始啊，开始怀疑神讲的话是否真实。
Through these questions, Satan was trying to lead Eve to really doubt did God really say these things.
当夏娃回答蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中的那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
And then the woman said to the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.
夏娃讲的不是很准确啊，因为这不是神讲的这个原话。
What Eve said was not quite exactly what God said.
所以蛇马上就抓住这个机会哈，他就进一步来否定神的话。神说你吃的那一日必定死，那蛇就对女人说，你们不一定死的。
And then, of course, then Satan regretted the opportunity and said to the woman, "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman.
所以这个魔鬼几千年来就是用这种办法。
So Satan has been using this method for thousands of years.
魔鬼讲话的一个标记就是神岂是真说。
The way that Satan said, was, did God really say?
当人开始读神的话的时候，魔鬼就试着把这种怀疑的念头放在人的心中。
Satan would put these ideas of doubt into people's minds.
所以这样的事情呢，会常常发生在我们读经的时候。
And all these things would happen when we are reading the Bible.
当我们读到神的话，清楚的明白神的旨意的时候，哎，有一时候这些念头就会出来：神岂是真的这样说的吗
？And sometimes when we read when God really did say something, but we would have these ideas of doubt in our minds. Did God really say that?
当我每次听到的时候，当我每次查经的时候，在讨论当中，也常常会发生这样的事情。
And sometimes when we are discussing or studying the Bible, it also happens like that.
神岂是真说他憎恶离婚的事情吗？
Did God really say he hates, divorce?
神岂是真说堕胎的事情绝对不可以的吗？
Did God really say that you cannot have abortions?
神圣经里面岂是真说同性恋是犯罪吗？
Did Did the Bible really say homosexuality is sin?
尤其在这个越来越靠近这个主耶稣再来这个末世的时候。
Especially in the end ages when the time for Jesus coming again is near.
人越来越自以为是。
Man gradually thinks that he is right.
越来越倾向于用自己的想法用社会的潮流就现在时代当中所发生的事情包括在那些不遵从神的话语当中的教会当中所发生的事情来评论神的话语。
And then following their own thoughts and following the culture of this world, they would use that to judge God's words.
用人的想法来解释重新解释神的话语。
Using man's thoughts to reinterpret God's words.
用人的理论甚至是直接的否定神清楚的教导。
And using arguments of men to deny God's teachings.
这是魔鬼几千年来一贯的做法。
And that was what Satan has been doing for thousands of years.
所以从耶稣的回答当中我们就很清楚啊，他明白啊，耶稣很清楚知道那个试探的关键在哪里。
From Jesus' response, he was very clear on what the key of his argument was.
他是引用这个《生命记》第八章的经文。
He was quoting from Deuteronomy 8.
在《生命记》第八章的经文当中反复的强调啊，人的责任，人的这个出发点，人的那个根本，人要活在神的面前，最重要的是要谨守遵行神的话语。
Repeatedly in chapter 8 of Deuteronomy, it reminded us that the key of our existence, our living, is to follow God's commands.
八章第一节说，我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
Deuteronomy 8, be careful to follow every command I am giving you today.So that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers.
八章第二节说，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
Verse 2, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart.Whether or not you would keep his commands.
神带以色列人走过旷野。
God led the Israelites through the desert.
圣灵也催逼耶稣去旷野禁食四十昼夜。
And the Spirit also urged Jesus to go to the desert for 40 days and nights.
当人经历旷野的贫乏，旷野的这种的痛苦的时候，是为了在检验人的内心。
When men experience the lack of material in the desert, is to an opportunity for us to examine our inner hearts.
第三节说，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你的列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Verse 3, he humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your father had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
这第三节哈，就是主耶稣基督所引用的哈，回应魔鬼的那一句话。
And verse 3 was what Jesus quoted to respond to Satan.
接下来这个生命记第四第八章第四节说，这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚没有肿，你当心里思想耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样，你要怎么样谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
Verses 4 to 8, your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God.Walking in his ways and revering him.
所以当耶稣基督引用生命记第八章第三节来回应撒旦的时候，是想引导我们回到生命记第八章那一段的话里面去找魔鬼的那个意图是什么，人胜过魔鬼的那个关键在哪里。
And as Jesus led us through the passage in Deuteronomy 8:3, let's go back to it so that we can identify the way of victory against Satan's schemes.
魔鬼要抵挡神的话。
Satan wants to oppose God's words.
想引诱我们开始怀疑神的话。
To lead us to doubt his words.
会用这个文化现象啊，历史的进展呢，让我们去好像想说，哎，神的话是不是已经过时了？
And to lead us to rely on our cultural history, to think that maybe God's words is outdated.
他会给我们各种各样的理由，告诉我们说，神岂是真这样讲吗？神岂是真说？
He would give us all kinds of reasons to say, did God really say that?
那耶稣给我们的榜样哈，告诉我们这个得胜这个试探的一个关键就是相信神的话是不会错的。
And Jesus gives an example that the way to victory over Satan's temptation is to trust in God's words.
我们要认定啊，人活在神的面前，那个关键在于以神的话语为出发点。
We need to identify that the key for our living is to start with His words.
对于耶稣来讲，既然天父已经讲了他是天父的爱子，这句话就够了。
Jesus believe that since God has already said he is his beloved son and that is sufficient.
不需要他行一个神迹来证明他是神的爱子。
He doesn't need God to perform a miracle to prove that he loves him.
神的爱就是我们衡量神的话语就是我们衡量一切的标准。
God's word is what we use to measure everything.
而不能反过来哈，试图用我们的经验啊，用我们的理性啊，甚至用我们的直觉感性来判断神的话是对还是错。
We can use our own experiences, our emotion, or our rationality to judge whether God's on God's words.
但愿我们今天哈能够有这样的看见。
May we have such realization today.
也有这样的认定。
That we can truly identify.
神的话是我们活在神的面前的根基。
That God's word is the foundation of our living.
拒绝听魔鬼的这些的谎言。
That we would refuse to listen to Satan's lies.
这是我们胜过魔鬼第一个试探的要诀。
And that is the key to overcome Satan's temptation.
好，我们看第二个哈，魔鬼的试探。魔鬼把耶稣呢带到这个圣殿的顶上。
The second temptation, Satan led Jesus to the highest point of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”耶稣对他说：“经上又记着说。”不可试探主你的神。
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
所以当耶稣的话一出来呢，魔鬼就知道他败了。
And whenever Jesus' word came out, Satan knew that he was defeated.
所以当耶稣有了第一个回应以后，魔鬼马上就转移话题。
So when Jesus responded to the first temptation, then Satan changed the topic.
魔鬼也很狡猾哈，他这个这一次呢是引用圣经的话哈，耶稣不是说我们靠神的话活在神面前呢，他就用。这个类似的方法哈，引用圣经的话来引诱耶稣基督。
So Satan was very cunning. He realized that he can actually use God's words to tempt Jesus.
所以他一引用经上的话哈，这是诗篇91篇的话来试探耶稣基督哈，要从殿顶上跳下来。
So he was using the words from Psalm 91 to tempt Jesus to jump from the temple.
那这个试探的核心哈，是说。我们这个人的信心，真实的信心应该是怎样
？The key of this temptation is what is our true faith?
魔鬼好像在讲说，哦，你既然相信神的话，我告诉你一句神的话哈，你只要从殿顶上跳下来，神应许了，他可以派天使来保护你，让你的脚不会受伤落在石头上。
And so Satan was saying, well, since you believe in God's word, let me tell you something about God's word. It says that if you jump, then he will send angels to protect you so that you won't be hurt.
既然你对上帝的话有信心，那你就应该使用这个信心来做这件事情。
Since you believe in God's word, then you should utilize your faith and do this thing.
好，今天这样的事情呢，我们也会常常的听到。
And things like that we often hear today.
啊，你既然有信心，你就祷告了，神一定医治你的。
Since you have faith, then you should pray. God will heal you.
啊，既然你有这个要求，你只要祷告，信心足够大，上帝一定给你成就的。
Since you have faith, if you pray on this, then God will answer you.
所以好多的时候哈，落到魔鬼的试探当中，是以啊我有信心啊，我相信神，我祷告了这样的名义所发生。
So a lot of times we fell into temptation. It started with, we think we have faith and then we're going to pray for it.
好，我们对照一下哈，魔鬼引用的这一句话在原来的经文当中是怎样讲的。
So let's look at the scripture that Satan was quoting and what was it originally says.
诗篇91篇11节12节啊，讲说因他要为你吩咐他的使者在你行的一切道路上保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Psalm 91, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
对，对照魔鬼所讲的呢，中间一个很关键的一句话被漏掉了。
As you compare it against what Satan says, there are some keywords being omitted.
魔鬼说，哦，你只要跳，啊，这个天使就会保护你，这是神的应许。
Satan said, if you jump, the angels will protect you. That's what God says.
但这不是上帝所讲的话。
But that is not exactly what God says.
上帝说，你只要行在我带领你走的那条路上，我就会保护你。
So, Psalm 91, God says,If you go, if you are falling, if you guard you in all your ways, the angels, will command to concerning you.
从圣殿的顶下到圣殿底下，可以有台阶走的。
Now, there are steps to lead from the top of the temple to the bottom of the temple.
在你所行的路上，神应许啊保护我们。
In your ways,God will guard you and protect you.
但他并没有应许说你不走这个台阶，从圣殿顶跳下来，他一定会来保护你。
But God didn't say that if you didn't go on the steps, but if you just jump down, that he will guard you.
所以这是耶稣基督回答的时候指出这个问题的关键。
And that's how when Jesus responded, he pointed out that particular issue.
耶稣说不可试探主你的神。
Jesus said, do not test your God.
Yeah. 什么叫试探神？就是不信神。
What does it mean to test God? That means to not believe in him.
就是不照着神的应许的方式去相信神。
And it is really to not follow God's ways in testing him.
那耶稣是引用哈《申命记》第六章的经文。
Jesus was quoting from Deuteronomy 6.
这里讲说你们不可试探耶和华你们的神像你们在马撒那样试探他。
Here it says, do not test the Lord your God as you did at Massa.
在马撒发生什么事情呢？
What happened in Massa?
就是以色列人出埃及以后走在旷野。
The Israelites left Egypt and was in the wilderness.
在旷野很干很渴，他们没有水喝。
They didn't have water to drink because the wilderness was dry.
然后呢，就来到摩西面前去争闹，去发怨言。
And they were complaining in front of Moses.
啊，神带我们到旷野是要渴死我们吗？
Was God trying to kill us and make us die of thirst in the wilderness?
所以这是后来神很不喜悦的地方，说这些以色列人试探我。
And that's why God was not pleased with the Israelites saying that they tested him.
因为他们不相信神一定会供应他们的水喝。
Because they did not believe that God would provide them with water.
不是这一次，十次啊，以色列人在旷野试探耶和华神。
Not only just this once, but they tested God 10 times in the wilderness.
没有水喝，他们发怨言。
They didn't have water to drink, they complained.
没有饭吃，他们也发怨言。
They didn't have food to eat, they complained.
没有肉吃的时候他们又再次去争闹。
When they didn't have meat to eat, they complained.
不是说神不供应他们。
It's not that God didn't provide.
当他们没水的时候在马大这个地方呢神就是磐石出水他们有足够的水喝。
When they didn't have water to drink, God caused water to come out of a rock and they had sufficient water to drink.
神从天上降下玛纳来天天来供应他们的食物。
God provided manna every day from the heavens.
神用风把那个鹌鹑吹来让他们有足够的肉可以吃。
And then also God used wind to blow the quail to them so that they have enough meat to eat.
这就是诗篇91篇所应许的。你只要行在我所引导你那条路上是我带你出埃及的哦。你只要走下去的话神一定会供应的。
And that is what was promised in Psalm 91. If you walk in God's ways, then God will provide.
对试探神呢就是不信神的意思。
When we say we test God, that means we do not believe in God.
不信神的另外一种表现呢就是用自己的方式去求以为自己的信心是有功效的。
And another manifestation of testing God is that we pray according to our own will.
要想把自己的意思呢强加于神的意思。
Is to enforce our will on God.
这个是雅各书第四章也讲哈，所以我们得不着就是因为我们不求，那我们求也得不着呢，是因为我们妄求。
And that's what is talked about in James 4. It says that when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend when you get on your pleasures.
不求是因为不信。
We don't ask because we don't believe.
不相信神会供应。
We don't believe that God will provide.
不相信神会解决。
We don't believe that God will resolve.
不相信神真的有这种能力来带领我们走过这些困难，所以就不求。
We don't believe that God has this ability to lead us through this temptation or this difficulty, so that's why we didn't ask.
那妄求呢？是错信。
When we have asked from the wrong motives, it's because we have wrong belief.
是要满足自己的私欲。
Is to fulfill our own selfish desires.
也是一种这个不信的一种的表现。
And it's also a manifestation of a wrong belief.
大家记得这次疫情刚刚爆发的时候，韩国有一段时间这个疫情很严重。
When the pandemic first started, it was actually very serious in the beginning in South Korea.
因为在韩国有一个教会叫新天地教会。
And there is this particular church in Korea.
他们刚刚有一批人从武汉回来。
There was a group of them just returned from Wuhan.
他们是很热心哈，去武汉去传福音、宣教。
They were very zealous and they were preaching the gospel in Wuhan.
但回来不久就发觉哈，这个武汉的疫情开始爆发了。
And soon after they returned, they realized that the pandemic has broken out in Wuhan.
那这时候呢，这个教会的牧师的带领之下哈，他们没有做任何的防护的措施。依然坚持哈这个大型的聚会聚集在一起。
And the leaders of their church did not do any preparations in prepare for this outbreak of infectious diseases, but they keep on meeting in big groups.
而且这个牧师呢公开在讲台上就宣称说神会保护我们的。
And there was a leader who actually publicly said that God will protect us.
因为我们有信心所以呀我们不用怕的。
Because we have faith,We do not need to be afraid.
但结果怎样呢？哈，那一次的聚会哈，几十人就感染了这个病毒。
And what happened as a result? Because of one meeting, scores of people were infected.
因为这个教会的缘故，很多的这个韩国的人呢就感染了这个病毒。
And because of that church, many people in Korea were infected as well.
那最后呢，这个牧师不得不出来哈，在媒体面前呢。公开的认错。
And finally, this leader had to, in front of everybody, admit that he was wrong.
Yeah, 常识也是神给我们的。Common sense. Yeah, 神也给我们常识来保护我们。
Common sense is what God has given us to protect us.
人当尽自己的本分。
We need to do our own parts.
同时啊，相信神的保护。
And believe in God's protection.
而不是说自己该做的不做啊，也不保护，也不去防御啊，期待神行神迹啊，就因为我们是教会的缘故。
And then we shouldn't be just do nothing and expect God to use a miracle to protect us.
所以很快哈，我们也面临这个问题哈，教会会重新的恢复聚会。
And soon we will encounter this issue. How do we start our meetings?
我们该做的事情我们要去做。
Things that we need to do, we should do.
但同时我们不用惧怕，因为知道在我们所当行的这条路上，神会保护我们。
And also we shouldn't be afraid because we know that God will protect us when we walk in His ways.
顺从神的引领。
To follow His guidance.
凭着信心来活在神的引领当中，这是胜过魔鬼的第二个试探的方法。
Through faith, we live in His will, and that is the way to be victorious against Satan's temptation.
好，我们看第三个魔鬼的试探。
Let's look at the third temptation.
好，魔鬼呢，又带耶稣上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若服服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦，退去吧。因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, the angels came and attended him.
这个试探的关键哈，是用一种交换的方式哈，用拜魔鬼的方式来换取万国和万国的荣华。
So this temptation is about an exchange that if we worship Satan, then in return we will get the splendors of the world.
这是很多世上这个各种宗教的方式。
And that is the ways of many religions in this world.
好，你只要拜这个佛，拜这个神啊，你就得好处的。
If you worship Buddha or worship this god, then you would get many benefits.
好，你把这个钱拜献到这个庙上，你就可以发财的。
If you give this amount of money to the temple, then you will become rich.
啊，你要到这个庙里面去敬香的话，你就会得子的。
And then if you go offer incense in this temple, then you will be healed.
啊，你这个要去拜这个偶像的话，哎，你高考就会顺利的。
If you go worship this idol, then you would score well in the exam.
啊，这是这个世上的宗教通常给人的一种的诱惑的方式。
And that is what worldly religions often tempt us with.
那在教会当中呢，我们也要问我们自己啊，我们为什么要敬拜神？为什么要服侍神？
In church, we need to ask, why do we worship and serve the Lord?
我们服侍神的动机是什么？
What is the motive for us serving God?
我们把我们的收入的十分之一奉献给教会，那个动机和目的又是什么？
What is the motive for us offering tithes?
魔鬼试图引诱我们去思想说，我们跟神做一种的交换。
Satan is tempting us to go into some kind of exchange with God.
你做这件事情，神会祝福你。
If you do this thing, God will bless you.
啊，你奉献，神会赐福你更多的金钱。
If you offer money, God will give you more.
但耶稣基督引用哈这个《生命记》第六章的经文告诉我们说，真正服侍神、敬拜神的那个动机应该是感恩，而不是交换。
So in Deuteronomy 6, Jesus reminded us the true motive is not for exchange, but it is out of thanksgiving.
在申命记第六章十二节十三节说，那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记讲你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。
verse 12, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name.
以色列人为什么要敬拜神、服侍神？
Why did the Israelites have to fear God and serve him?
神说，因为我把你救出来。
Because I saved you.
神甚至没有讲说创造这回事啊，你的生命是我给你，是创造你的。
God didn't even say that he created their lives.
神引导他们讲的最主要的原因是说，我救出了你们，把你们从埃及为奴之家带出来。
The most important thing that God has pointed out is that he brought them out of Egypt, the land of slavery.
只有他们明白神是如何的啊彰显他的大能，解救他们脱离那个奴隶的那个地位，他们才能够带着一种感恩的心啊去服侍神。这样的服侍才能讨神的喜悦。
Only after they realize how God through his mighty power has brought them out of slavery can they then they be serving God truly.
这是今天神的子民要去思考。
And that's something that God's people have to meditate on.
只有当我们真正的明白啊，耶稣基督为救我们付上何等大的代价。
Only when we realize the great cost that Jesus has put when he died on the cross.
因他拯救我们，给我们全新的生命啊，带我们进入到永远的生命当中是何等的宝贵，我们只有体会到这种的啊珍贵的时候，我们才能够用一种正确的动机来服侍神。
Only when we realize how precious it is that Jesus has given us that new life and eternal life, then can we truly serve him.
好，这是这个胜过啊魔鬼的第三个试探，耶稣要告诉我们。
And that's what the third way of overcoming Satan's temptations that Jesus told us.
我们只有单单的侍奉神，不怀着任何其他的掺杂的这种动机和目的去侍奉神，这样魔鬼才拿我们没有办法。
Only when we serve him single-heartedly without any other impure motives can then we truly be victorious.
好，总结一下，好，我们如何胜过魔鬼的三个关键。
To summarize here the three keys to defeat devil.
第一个，我们要认定神的话。
First, we need to trust in God's words.
认定神的话是我们生命的起点、出发点。
That is the beginning of our lives.
是衡量我们的理性、衡量我们的感受、衡量我们的经历的那个标准。
And it's a yardstick that we can use to measure our experience, measure our emotions, measure our hearts.
第二个，顺从神的带领，行在神所引导的那条路上，不要偏出去，用信心来守住神所引导我们走的那条道路。
And that we need to obey and trust in God's guidance and so that we can live a life of being faithful.
不要试探神，不要期待说我们走出去神会行神迹来拯救我们。
Don't test God and thinking that if we walk outside of his ways, that God will use a miracle to save us.
第三个我们是用一种感恩的心这种的动机来服侍我们的神。
Thirdly, we need to serve him with a grateful heart.
因为神在基督耶稣里已经把那最好的已经给我们。
Because in Christ, God has already given us the best.
好，让我们相信神在圣经里面的这些的宝贵的应许。
Let's believe in these precious promises that God has given us in the Bible.
因为神应许我们，只要顺从神，抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就会逃跑。
If we obey God and resist devil, then devil will flee from us.
神应许说我们所受的试探都是人所能受的，不会超过我们所能承受。
Because the temptations that we endure will not be beyond our abilities.
在我们受试探的时候，神总要给我们开一条出路，让我们能够忍受得住。
So God will open up an exit for us when we are going through temptations.
好，接下来我们唱一首回应的诗歌，我们把时间交给 Alice。
Alice will lead us in a song of response.